This is Bill Teeple. I'm here with my co-host, Alan Cobb, and this is Icon Art Radio. Today we have a special guest, a very well-known teacher in town, very popular teacher, who does workshops for the Teeple Creative Arts Institute, which is my little thing that I created to allow other teachers to share their knowledge with everyone in town. It's Carolyn Waxman, and she taught for years at the Marishi School, where she garnered over 195 state, national, and international awards for her students' work. I mean, it's not just any teacher that comes up with those kind of numbers. I think to launch this whole discussion, I'm going to read a paragraph written by one of your students. Let me say that since she's been teaching for the Teeple Institute since 2008, she's focused on adults. She was working more with upper school students at the Marishi School, and she's always done workshops with young people in the summertime. And everybody just raves about everything she's ever done in all of these different ways. And I've got a quote here that sort of encapsulates what it's like to be in one of her workshops. What I started to say is that since she started teaching with the Teeple Institute, she has focused on adults. I think I got that out. Maybe I didn't. But in any case, this is one of the adult students wrote a bit in praise of how she changed her life. She says, "The workshop did change my life. Not just the techniques, so clear and straightforward about how to get good shots from garden variety to specialty, even night photography. Not just the composition guidelines and superb examples, so I can now recognize a good photo when I see one, better yet know why and get plenty of them myself. Not just the immediate mini trips to town or the park to take photos we just learned about the theory about, and definitely not just the incredibly fun places we went and the superb models Carolyn arranged, nor the critiques immensely valuable for building savvy as well as confidence. I learned how to look at life differently. Pick a strong subject, get up close, and stay with it. Really look and see rich possibilities in everything. Best of all, I learned to love trying. I got so much more than just photography. I have found few teachers like Carolyn, so well-grounded in their subject, utterly prepared, beautifully generous, and amazingly capable of bringing forth every single person's best." Well, that's a remarkable quote about a teacher, but I'll say that this isn't the first time I've heard this kind of remarks about your teaching style. We both are teachers. We've both kind of taught each other over the years in different ways, so I do recognize what a fine teacher you are and an inspiring teacher. But I also know that we have kind of similar philosophies in teaching. We sort of are on the same wavelength. And a lot has to do with not just giving, you know, getting people to memorize information, but inspiration. So say a few words about whatever you want to say about your philosophy of teaching or where you're coming from or how, just say a word or two. We're so happy to have you here.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you for having me on this show, and it's always a pleasure to work with you. You've inspired me. But I do want to say a few words about teaching photography, and that is, I think the biggest thing is that when a group of people come to the workshop and they want to learn, the biggest thing is to make them feel comfortable. So I like everybody sitting together, you know, at one table and not spread out too far. And all of these things create a sense of confidence and, you know, a feeling of warmth, I guess you might say, in order for people to, you know, relax and start to enjoy themselves. And then the next thing, of course, they want to learn right away. They want to start learning. So I just move things along and keep the pace going pretty good, because In photography, you need to come out of yourself a little bit. You need to be able to start seeing through your eyes and engage. I guess that's the word. And so just even in class, while you're sitting there asking questions, looking at your camera and learning about the camera and all the different techniques, you know, start to make, to have it fun and get engaged immediately so that they can start learning about the technical part of the camera, the creative part of the camera. And then those two things have to come together in order to create any kind of impact in a photograph. So, and of course it starts, you know, with all of that, it's all mixed in with seeing. And then how do you see? Well, it's just basically the more relaxed you are and the more observant you are through your what you're seeing and what, you know, you're just looking at, you become excited and passionate about it, and that starts exciting you, and then you want to capture that moment, you know, in your photograph. And then you do that through the technical expertise, or, you know, when you learn how to use your instrument, your camera. And then the creative part is making it speak, you know, making it say something, and, you know, learning the lighting and so forth, because photography is all about drawing with light. And all of these things have to come together. And I think when you teach photography, one thing is that I give kind of a, I guess you'd say, an overview of what photography is and what we're going to be doing in the workshops and what they're going to be learning. But then every time we meet, I give them a little bit more information and not give it all at once, because they really, I mean, if you give it to them all at once, it's just like they just won't be back. You know, it's just too much. So, and making it a lot of fun, of course.
Well, it looks like you do two things at once. You get them excited and you get them to start looking.
Yeah.
And then you give them specific assignments so that they have a launching pad.
That's correct, yeah.
Because otherwise they're excited, but how do you channel that excitement? I noticed you were talking about the kids in one of these papers I was looking about. And it looks like you get them all, you create an atmosphere where they feel really creative and excited, but then you have to channel that excitement. And and that seems to be what you're doing with the adults too, with the assignments you give them.
That's correct. The assignments are actually thought about in a certain sequence. And that everything is all thought about, because you want success with the whole group, you know, or in each individual. And so with the assignments, I start out with, say, learning the camera controls. So maybe there might be a shutter speed assignment to start with, and then aperture assignment. And so that starts taking care of the camera controls. And then in between that, we talk about how to focus the camera and everything about the camera and how it works and so forth. And then, because once they be able to learn how to use the camera, then they can start thinking about other things. And I talk about it in layers. I talk about photography as layers, because once you start the basics, learning the basics, then you can just keep adding more information or another assignment that becomes a layer. For instance, like portraits, learning how to take pictures of people. Or night assignments, you know, I certainly wouldn't do that at the very beginning, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it seems like you're laying things out little by little, so you don't overwhelm them with too much knowledge, but enough that it builds in layers, one on the other. But but then you give them a little assignment to apply each bit of knowledge
as
they go along.
Then when they do the assignment on their own, they come back with some pictures printed, because I like having them up for everybody to see and everybody to comment on. And then we have a discussion of everybody's work, no matter what they bring back. And at that point, you really start seeing more, a person's style really starts coming out. And that's what I start looking for, you know, kind of what their strengths are in those pictures. And I keep saying, and then I'll say to them, let's do more of that, do more of this, you know. And, oh, I see you really like taking pictures of your, you know, children or whatever.
So, which is very much what I do when I teach my art classes.
That's exactly
I want
right.
to teach them the fundamental skills of drawing and seeing and correctly getting things correct, but I also immediately start to notice the personality, their unique personality that's in their work. So it sounds like you do the same kind of thing, and then you let them grow on that, and that becomes style. And you know, you don't create some unique and different style, you only find yourself, is my philosophy.
Exactly. In the end, there's one thing I wanted to step back a little bit and just say something about, in photography, you really need to be engaged, you know, in what you're doing, because it's like you cannot just walk around with a camera and go, oh, I'll just take a picture of that little flower over here, and then I'll take two steps and over here take a little picture of, like, oh, this tree limb over here, and, you know, walk over here and take a little picture of that. With that kind of, you know, kind of attitude, you might say, what you're going to have is, it looks like you took a picture of that little flower, or it looks like you took a picture of that little tree branch, and there's nothing there, there's no energy in it. And so when we talk about, not only do you have to be passionate in your heart when you find a subject. Subject matter is pretty important in photography. And it has to be something that you really want to photograph, and not everything becomes a great photograph, you know? So you find that first, and you get kind of excited about it and get totally engaged, and then you keep asking yourself, what is motivating me to want to take a picture of this? What is motivating you? And then you have to answer that question to yourself. And then once you have that, then you start eliminating. Photography is all about elimination versus, like, in art where you have a blank canvas, you have to add everything. You have to add all your paint and your lines and so forth. And in photography, it's already there. The lines are already there because everything's already around you in three dimensions, and you have to start eliminating.
So you're zeroing in on that.
Zeroing, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
The passion and feeling you're beginning to have about this thing in
front
of your face.
That's a really good way to put it, Bill.
Yeah, cool.
That's exactly it.
There's an interesting analogy in music synthesis.
Oh, really?
Synthesizers are, most synthesizers, almost all of them, are called subtractive synths, because you start with a basic audio signal, and then you filter it, and by filtering out portions of it and changing the shape of the thing, you turn it into something. And so it's that same thing of carving away the thing that isn't what you're looking for until all that's left is the subject. Or like Michelangelo said that when he carved marble, he was just exposing the figure in the stone.
That's exactly right.
He wasn't actually shaping anything.
But the artist has to see this quality of a kind of beauty, a kind of perfection, something that they're locating there,
being led to,
that they have to get passionate about to try to reveal.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's this snapping a picture here, snapping a picture there.
Exactly.
And they're not engaged. I love this.
And also, the real purpose of a photograph is for the impact of the viewer. And that quote came from Dorothea Lange, a very famous photographer. And when you think about that, you think, oh, it's just for the impact. It's the impact of that photograph on the person that's looking at it. Well, that impact has to be in the picture. To get that impact, the photographer has to be passionate. And then it's every angle, you know, all the little techniques and tricks here of trying to capture that moment, that idea that you've got there, you know, through elements of design, you know, just moving around the subject and getting the best angle, seeing what the direction of light is, creating form or shape, what is that picture about, and so forth. It's all these different things, yeah.
And it seems that you, as a teacher, have to orchestrate this process, both the passion side and then the technical, how to get
so
it
what
out.
I do, what I end up doing is like I have a diagram on the board, it says technical side over here, composition over here, and then a line, a diagonal line connecting the two, and they have to meet exactly. Because without, if let's say you have a great composition, but then you miss the exposure, okay, well then you don't have a picture. Let's say you had, technically it was just great, but then the composition, you had too much clutter in there and you can't even tell what the subject is, then you don't have a picture. So they have to meet. And then once they meet, then things start getting really exciting.
Well, let me just say for the people who just got in their car and turned on the radio that this is Icon Art Radio on KRUU, and we're interviewing Carolyn Waxman, the highly regarded photography teacher here in Fairfield. And I will mention that she's going to be doing her workshop again through the Teeple Arts Institute, and it's a 5-lesson course, mm-hmm. and you repeat it in the fall and in the spring. So the spring one is coming up now on April 12th. If you're not listening to a rerun, just wait around till the fall or the spring, and the course will happen again. So they come to the first lesson, and you inspire them, and you teach them a few little mm-hmm. things, and you send them out. And then each time they come back, having mm-hmm. done a lesson for each of the 5 courses, then you have a little critique.
Yes, that's right? Correct, yeah.
And so I've been to these, and they're very, you really uplift and bring out the best of each person as you walk around the room.
Well, thanks, Bill. I really appreciate that comment. You cannot make any progress with negativity. You just really can't. And so what happens is that, let's say a person has 6 or 7 pictures up on the board there, and we just talk about them, and basically the ones that everyone talks about are the strongest pictures, just intuitively, and I try to tell everybody then that everybody has that, and that intuition of what looks good, and why. And we don't, and you'll find that you won't even talk about the other ones, and that's okay. And then they see that where they're going with these 3 or 4 pictures, is their strength.
And I've seen incredible progress in just 5 lessons. And these are 2 lessons a week for a month and a half or something. A whole lot happens. There's a lot of transformation. People go from being people that take snapshots, because a lot of just beginners and snapshot artists, everyday people come in to your class and they walk out as fine art photographers. It's inspiring to me to watch.
It is inspiring, and I think that's what drives me actually to teach, because I just enjoy watching people unfold themselves, and they learn, and the more that they get to know that they can do this, and the more they see what they can create, then they become more themselves, really, and it's a self-portrait. Mm-hmm. Each picture is a self-portrait, of themselves in the end.
What would you say to the people out there that feel that I'm not an artist at all, this is for other people, and the reason I'm saying this is that it's one,
exactly.
I want everybody to come in and take some drawing and painting from me so that I can get them moving creatively. But there's a certain learning curve to painting realistic paintings.
Yes.
With photography, I just showed the Edward Steichen film the other night.
Yes, it was excellent.
And there was a quote. He said, I can't remember if I read it in the quote about him somewhere else or in that or not.
Yeah,
he said, photography is both the easiest thing to do and the most impossibly difficult thing to do at the same time. And what I'm saying here mm-hmm. is entering into the realm of photography is easy. So mm-hmm. it's easy to walk in the door and open up an artistic life for yourself if you've never thought you could even be an artist. So I'm encouraging everyone to let Carolyn seduce you into the realm of art via the easiness of starting to capture images with the photograph, but then she can guide you through it to the to where you get a handle on the difficulties that change snapshot shooting into fine art photography, but mm-hmm. she can do it effortlessly.
Thank you, Bill. I think that really once you know that, as a teacher, let's put it this way, and you know this too, that everybody has creativity. And maybe it's photography, but I would, before I go on, I'd like to say that it's really good for all photographers to be doing fine art as well, and vice versa. They really do complement each other, and you really start understanding more about, let's say, the creative process, elements of design and so forth, just from doing it all.
Well, and I found that too, because my students that have been studying with you, they now walk around and they're composing.
Oh, really?
They compose better just because the looking through the camera viewfinder makes you seeing everything as a work of art and seeing everything as a composition.
What to include, what to exclude, and so forth. And identifying the elements of design and how to use them and what makes the use of some of those elements of design, you know, we're talking about line, form, shape, pattern, texture, and in, for instance, just in line alone, when you've got vertical lines, in photography, if you use those, because in photography, it's a silent language. I mean, you have to speak with your eyes, you know, with your vision, and with the impact of the photo when you're finished with that. So when you put vertical lines in your picture, you are creating stability. You're saying this is very invincible, so forth and so on. It's straight, you know, and I use an example of a men's suit as being invincible, or pillars to a bank saying our money is very safe here. We've got pillars and so forth, versus like horizontal lines, laying on a beach, laying on a towel on a beach creates a very relaxed feeling, you know. And so if you don't want to be giving somebody that relaxed feeling, do not put horizontal lines in your picture and so forth. And diagonal lines like create energy and dynamism, for instance, dancers or a race car going around a curve, so forth. And then you've got curvy lines, which speak in terms of tranquility, you know, that softness. And, you know, a good example of that would be like a nice little creek or a little river that curves around and goes, you know, transcends into the picture. So these things, you know, will speak those words. And once, you know, my people in the workshop get this information and they start using, you know, the elements of design for and also just their concept, like what is their idea behind here to begin with, and then learn the technical aspect of the camera of how to capture that, then you've really got something. And it's really not that hard. You just go step by step. In photography, everything is step by step by step. And there's a base level, and once you've got that, you just keep adding layers of knowledge to that, or more ideas, or more technical information, or more creative process. And each person has a voice. Each person has their own way of seeing the world, like Bill used to say that all the time in his wonderful classes, which I've taken, which have been great. And each person has a voice. And I have seen so many different ways of seeing the same thing, and they've just been in the same place with me, especially when on Saturdays when we go off and go to the same location, they'll be taking the same pictures of these models, and it'll be a totally different point of view, different feeling, and so forth. Now, this one girl that was in my class, she was, you know, a little bit timid, a little shy about, you know, putting things up on the board, but she said, "Oh, it's fine, you know, I'll just go ahead." And it turned out that she had a certain feeling about photographing the landscape around here that was almost nostalgic. I don't know how she does it. I mean, she would just take almost anything, a fence with a tree, and, you know, you see this a lot around here, and there's something that she does with her point of view, and then just taking in a lot of the brush and the even the weeds and everything else. And she has turned those pictures into, I don't know, I feel like I'm like in the South somewhere, like in Savannah, Georgia. That kind of feeling, Gone with the Wind or something. And she really has that feeling in that. And everybody said the same thing. And so I think that this is what comes out of the discussions, that everybody starts seeing who this person is a little bit more, like what they're doing, and they start seeing themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the value. And you don't even know that that's inside of you. And it's beautiful, it's great.
It's like
it's
a
exciting
window on the soul.
Mm-hmm. It truly,
you know,
is.
We don't realize how we each have this poetic soul that's our own, and then you go to the same location, shoot the same things,
exactly.
And then you're really showing the soul of the viewer, of the artist, and then the impact is as that impresses itself on the viewer.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It really does. And you know that they just start doing that more. And this is where the happiness and the fulfillment and everything comes in from the student. And this is only 5 classes, and it happens every single time.
And
with 15 people,
it amazes me.
In every class, I make sure everybody goes home happy. And if not, they can certainly, if they have a question or something like that, or it's usually maybe just a technical thing, they can come back and talk about it one-on-one.
So if anybody wants any more information on your classes, give the phone number or the website.
Sure. It's 472-8427, and they can just email me, cwaxman@barclayhedge.com, or contact Bill Teeple directly.
Yeah, you can call Icon.
Icon Art.
You're everywhere and everything. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.